concept that Walter Burley Griffin had of bringing the landscape into the city as part of the city, and the city as part of the landscape, so that you can be within the city or you can be within a parkland and still be within the same sort of very, very general area. So that was a very, very strong concept of Walter Burley Griffin's idea. Now, to destroy that for the sake of saying, okay, and calling that concept urban sprawl, I think that's another misnomer too. I don't consider it urban sprawl at all. I think it good, healthy living, in actual fact. I love my sort of backyard, and as you say, your backyard with your chooks, and I border onto a nice little sort of nature park, which I quite often use and walk through. And so I enjoy that type of living, and that's one of the reasons why I live in Canberra.
But is it possible, though, Peter Dowling, that the Trust, that you, in fact, are seeing this in elitist terms, that that's all very well for those of us who've got that amenity, but many more people would like to live closer to the city, closer to schools, and not within vast distances of town?
Well, I don't think it's an elitist view at all. I don't consider myself elite at all. I consider myself just an ordinary Canberrian. But I understand the argument you're saying, that there is this push, and it's not only here in Canberra, it's throughout Australia at least, of inner city sort of more compact living to house the rising populations of these cities. And it also, to have the people in one sort of smaller area or in a compact area, that relieves the pressure and the finances on all the systems that have to be supplied for an urban environment, in bus routes and drainage and sewerage and things like that. They cost a lot of money, and if these spread out into a large sort of area, then that's going to be it's going to cost the plant it's going to cost the city more to be able to maintain that. So there is an argument, again, for bringing people into the city, but to sacrifice some of our urban open areas, and which is a fundamental philosophy of the National Capital Authority, by the way. You can look it up on their website. The National Capital Open Space System, it's called.
Indeed, yeah.
That's a fundamental precinct of their planning, and now they're saying that, okay, look, maybe we can start sort of sacrificing some of these areas. Now, I don't think that's correct. I think there's got to be other ways of sort of doing this and sacrificing these urban open spaces.